Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Senziano, host of the Jake and Gino Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, the coach, the chef, the father of six, the best-selling author, the G-Daddy, Gino Barbaro. Gene, how's it going?
Jake, I'm doing great today, brother. How you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. I'm even going to slow it down for you a little bit. We're going to get to know our guest. But before we get into that, today's guest is the author of the best-selling book, What Every Real Estate Investor Needs to Know About Cash Flow. We'll call it a classic, Gino. He's been involved in real estate for more than 50 years, we found out. The bio says 40. We got to get these things updated. And he is the founder and president of Real Data, which provides real estate software to equip and educate investors and developers for success. So without further ado, Frank Gallinelli, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure is ours. We want to get to know you a little bit better, to Gino's point. We want to hear about the bricks. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your background, your experience investing in the 70s. And also, I want to know about the inspiration that went into writing What Every Real Estate Investor Needs to Know About Cash Flow.
There you go.
Gino's got the books.
Yeah, right. Little self-promotion, never hurt anybody. Actually, the first of my books had absolutely no intention of writing. This is a story I've told before, so if you've heard it already, please cut me off. But there I was, minding my own business one day.
We haven't heard it. That's what we're saying. We want to know you, and right. Don't feel repetitive. Let it develop.
I've told the story, but here I am minding my own business one day when the phone rings, and it's an editor from McGraw-Hill. Now, this is back in the early, this maybe might have been 2002, 2003, somewhere around there. And he had seen some articles I had written on our company website. Back then, we called them articles. Today, we would call them blogs. But he said, well, you know, maybe this guy has a way with words. He definitely has a little, you know, funny slant on things. So he thinks maybe I would be willing to write a book about real estate and real estate investing, because the real estate market was really hot at that time, and everybody was buying books. Everybody wanted to be the next big deal in terms of investing, and certainly to make an extra buck for themselves. So I said, yeah, okay, fine, whatever. I didn't know that when somebody from the 72nd floor on Avenue of the Americas calls you, that you're supposed to be, you know, grateful, impressed, genuflect, whatever is necessary. So I gave the guy a hard time. I said, okay, fine. He said, I'm going to send you a book that we published once before. Take a look at it. I think we're thinking along the same lines. So he sends me this book, and I take a look at it. And then I call him back, and I said, you know, I've been in the real estate investing business and the real estate software business for, I think at that point, it might have been, 20 some odd years. It's more now, obviously. And we've dealt with thousands of people who deal with real estate and real estate investments. And I think I know three people who could understand the book you just sent me. By the way, I'm not one of them. This thing's got calculus in it. And I just say, no. I'll write you a book for the guy on the next bar stool who's intelligent, but just doesn't happen to know anything about investing in real estate. And he says, well, okay, send me a chapter or two or three, and we'll take a look. So I sent him a chapter or two. And he says, well, okay, go ahead and write it. So I write this thing in 4 months. Of course, I didn't know anything about book publishing. Actually, I probably still don't. But I didn't realize it was going to take them another full year to take it and actually make it go out the
door. What a bunch
of
slackers. You crank it out in 4 months and these right. jerk-offs can't even get it out.
So,
as a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, ofoxaloner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
But, you know, here we are. Now, it's 20-some-odd years later, and that book is still selling. I just got another royalty check. I think, break into song here, the wonder of me, but I think that book has sold like more than 170,000 copies. And
shelf here.
Yeah, there you go, 170,001.
Yeah.
And it's in its third edition because they kept on calling me saying, you know, it's doing okay. Maybe you can add some more stuff. Add some more stuff. Okay. So I added more stuff. And it's been, you know, it's burnished my reputation a little bit. But then when they asked me to write a second book, and my editor at the time said, you're only as good as your last book. I wish he hadn't said that because that one has not sold nearly as many copies. and I think I've got 3 or 4 now actually that are floating around out there, but including one that's self-published that actually does reasonably well. But
Frank, I want to jump in here real quick because I want to ask you, you've been in this industry for so long.
Yeah.
How has it changed? It's changed dramatically. It seems as if there were when you said the market was hot back in 02, there were probably people dabbling in it, but it seems as if everyone's writing books today, everyone has knowledge, and yet we're still making the same mistakes. It seems like people aren't getting any smarter in investing.
A lot more information, but no one's acting on it, that's for sure.
I'm just amazed because I'm going to give you props on this insider's secret to financing your real estate, and I love this one, what every real estate investor needs to know about cash flow. Wish I had this book when I started investing back in 03 and 04. I didn't have the book. I made so many mistakes. Yeah. And we're going to get over the metrics about what you should be looking at for in a deal. Yeah. But what have you seen change in the last 50 years since you've been doing this?
Just about everything. It doesn't even resemble the business that I started in 50 years ago. 50 years ago, I was a sales associate. I got into real estate actually to get myself a second income. I was teaching, you know, in public schools, and didn't make any money at it then. You know, so I got a side job in the real estate business as a sales associate. That kind of morphed into me becoming the sales manager for one of the bigger names in real estate in the area. He was the he was the head of the real estate commission in Connecticut. But more importantly, I think he was really a groundbreaker in terms of technology back then. We actually had in our little 20-person, 30-person company that I was managing, we actually had a computer division where the computer programs were on cassette tapes, and the thing, you know, the computer itself was the size of a minivan. But back then, real estate information, the kind of data that we had to work with, mm-hmm. was once a week getting a package of loose leaf pages that had new listings on them that you stuck in a notebook. That was the residential side, which was more advanced, because on the commercial side, where you got your information was by knowing somebody. Mm. Every commercial broker, they didn't actually have listings. They just knew who would sell if they approached them with a buyer. So it was a very personal sort of thing, totally non-technical. You know, it's morphed now to the point where that kind of information technology has become really the mainstay of investing in real estate. I just about a month ago had a conversation with one of my former students. I taught at Columbia. I taught this stuff in Columbia for 15 years, and one of my former students built a company called. I wrote down the names. I knew I wanted to mention this. HelloData.ai, okay? Real-time multifamily information, real-time leasing data. With artificial intelligence, this guy's providing actual real-time information, as opposed to back when I got started. And like I said, you waited a week to get a loose-leaf filler on something that was, you know, probably already out of date by the time the ink dried on it. So technology has really made an enormous difference in what people can do. Now, somewhere in the middle of all that time period that I'm talking about, that 50-year time period, is when I got involved in providing analysis software for real estate investors. Because up until the point where I was still commercial manager, what I was doing was training people how to use a financial calculator to try to do a pro forma projection on how well a property would perform. Mm-hmm. And each of these so-called what ifs would take about 4 hours to do with a financial calculator. So obviously you didn't do very many of them, because by the time you were done, somebody else already bought the property and was renting it out, you know, cashing the rent checks and all the rest. Mm-hmm. So, but I was training people how to do this because one of those financial calculators, actually our company had developed the software for. And not me, though. That's real serious, you know, kind of propeller programming. I was teaching people how to do this with, and then this funny little thing came out somewhere around 1980 that I figured, hey, this might be interesting. It was called a personal computer. Okay, another thing that looked like about the size of a minivan. They used floppy disks that were the size of a personal pizza. And would hold less data than you now need to hold one photo that you click on your smartphone. But I said, hey, you know, let me see. I was in the middle of looking at a property. I'd gotten involved in a family business. I was looking at a property that I thought we might want to acquire through a lease option that we had. And so I said, well, instead of doing this, you know, 4 hours on every what if, I think I'll try one of these funny programs I heard about called a spreadsheet. Back then, I think it was VisiCalc or something that, you know, you stuffed into an Apple computer.
Sounds it was like Lotus. It was Lotus. What I remember that in college, because I went to college in 1988. So
yeah. No, Lotus was a third generation, Gino. Yeah. Okay, we started off with the VisiCalc, and then we went
Gino,
on
Gino, you
to
still needed to
Super
start this
Calc.
With a gas engine, okay? You had to pull a crank to get it going. All right?
Exactly. So we morphed through a couple of those things before we got to Lotus 1-2-3. Trust me.
But Frank, let me ask you though, when you're going through all of this and you're talking about AI nowadays, doesn't it really come down to, I'm going to play devil's advocate, you still need to look Jake the broker in the eye and say, Jake, I'm Gino. I'm going to help close your next deal. Bring me the deals. All the data, all of it really is super important, understanding it. But there is an element to being able to go out there and make these relationships with brokers, with property managers, with investors. The technology is amazing and it will take over. But I think people who are going to excel in the business still need to have the ability to have the emotional intelligence to be able to network and to be able to connect with others in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no replacement, permanent replacement, I think, for that kind of personal interaction. Because part of it is, do I believe what you're telling me? Whom do you trust? So there's definitely that personal element to it. Let me give you an example of that kind of. I've been a numbers guy, an unapologetic numbers guy, since the beginning. I've always said that you've got to understand the numbers to make intelligent, informed, and ultimately successful decisions in your investing. But one of the things I also try to convey to my grad students when I was teaching this stuff is that you also have to look beyond the numbers. You have to look behind the numbers. They said on first day they were convinced I was nuts because I would tell them that this was the closest thing to a course in art appreciation that you were going to get in the finance curriculum.
You said because, art appreciation?
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. Because I said, you're going to have to look for the painting that's behind the painting, the one that got painted over, so you know what the real backstory is on the properties that you're dealing with.
Are we unpacking lip?
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Stick on a pig right now?
I'm not sure if I know what you're
doing. Oh, come on, Frank. Okay, for the folks that are aware of it.
I'm not running for vice president.
lipstick on a pig is, you got a deal that was renovated and it looks better, but ultimately it has the same bones. The plumbing still is 50 years old. You don't know, you know, how the what kind of shape the roof is in, but they painted it. It looks nice. It's got a new, you know, countertop.
That's conventional due diligence. I'm talking about a level of due diligence that maybe even goes a little deeper, scraping off that paint, as I said, and looking. I would give the my one of the case study problems. They were all invented case studies. I would give them. Happened to do with a multifamily, mixed use property that had some retail space. And one of the retail spaces in one of these examples was a restaurant where the service was terrible and the food was even worse. Okay. And I gave them my usual workup, my usual financial workup. I would give them all the facts and figures about the lease structures and whatnot. So they would have information about how this restaurant had a 5-year lease with an option to renew and so on and so forth. And now I want them to go make a pro forma projection for an investor client who is interested in buying this mixed use property. And show them, you know, how the projected income stream would justify the purchase price, yada, 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 right? And so, you know, most of my students would diligently get down there and crunch all those numbers and come out with the 10-year projections just like I asked them to do. And by the way, I learned after a few years, I never anymore gave them my software to use because that made it too easy. They would just learn how to plug numbers into a spreadsheet. I didn't want them to do that, so I had to figure it out for themselves. Some funny stories behind what they did, but that's a tale for another point. Anyhow, it never failed that there was usually maybe one student in the class would raise his or her hand and say, "This whole case study is a load of BS." And I would say, "Why is that?" He says, "Because I don't care that this tenant, this restaurant, has a 5-year lease. Somewhere in the next year or so, they're going to disappear in the middle of the night. They're going to pull out grapes of wrath, throw grandma on the back of the pickup, and they're not going to be there when you show up in the morning to collect the rent. So your real 10-year projection has to include 1 year from now, rollover vacancy, leasing commissions, maybe tenant fit up. It's a whole different game because no matter what the numbers that you just gave me tell me, there's another story behind the numbers, and that story
But this is from the broker's perspective? The sales broker's perspective?
No, this is from
from an investor's perspective.
Oh, because I was going to say, it's...
No, the broker's...
I've been in it for a little bit, and I've never seen a broker voluntarily provide that level of analysis. Rosy. All right, so that's why I just want to clarify.
quite the opposite. What we used to call this when I was back in the sales management business was a reconstructed pro forma, which was a euphemism for "I don't believe a word you just told me."
Yeah,
and so I'm going to start my own, you know, from the top line down to the bottom line analysis. Yeah, that was called reconstructing the annual property operating data, reconstructing the APOD, because I don't believe a word that you just told me. And in this case, all the information that I gave them was factually correct, but it didn't tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't tell the story behind the story. Mm-hmm. And so while I am still an unapologetic numbers guy, what I think I was trying to convey to people is that before you believe the numbers, you've got to check out the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The numbers can be what somebody told you and they can be all truthfully correct. But what is it that they didn't tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Frank, and mysteriously, they always look really good leading up to the sale. Last 3 to 6 months are some of the best you're ever going to see in the over the last 10 years. Don't know why that is. Just seems to be the case every time, right?
Well, this is why, you know, I just did a blog post a week ago. Seven mistakes that you really have to avoid when you're going to invest in real estate. It was designed really as a blog post. It was designed for, you know, basically novice investors, newbies who hadn't done a whole lot of this stuff in the past. And the first of those was the due diligence. I put at the top of my list that one of the big mistakes is that people don't do complete due diligence. And just as I have an online course that's very early in that course also. And one of the things I emphasize there is that there really are two flavors of due diligence that you have to make sure that you're doing. One is the due diligence about the property. And that was fairly, that should be fairly obvious that, you know, you want to go see that, you know, does the heating system actually work? You know, can I see daylight through the roof? I mean, you know, take a look at the property and make sure that you know what the physical asset is that you're buying and what potential problems there are with that physical asset. Take a look at the leases so you know what the income stream really is or has been with the people that you are going to be buying this from. Mm-hmm. But the other half of the due diligence is the market, because properties don't live in a vacuum. So are you paying attention to what's going on in that market? I mean, I've seen a lot of these guru type of, investment advisors telling you, you know, you gotta go buy property on the other side of the country because that's a hot market. I can recall once giving a talk. I think I was in Los Angeles. I don't know why, but everybody there was really interested in asking me about buying property in Las Vegas. And I says, well, you know, if you drop me out of a balloon and I landed in Las Vegas, I wouldn't even know I was there, let alone know what the market was. Okay, I might be able to tell from the casinos, but that would be the only clue I would have about the market in that place. When you don't know where the cracks in the sidewalk are, you might want to be careful about what you're buying. Okay,
that's so old world, Frank. Just get with it. The 2021 method is annualize the T3 and add 20% year-over-year rent growth. It's a lot easier that way. I don't know why you're making it so difficult.
Then I could get out of the software business. I mean, we don't, all you have to do is take the rent and multiply it by 7. That's what I'll pay. Thank you.
Frank, but this is important because you're a numbers guy. Unapologetically, you said, give me some of the numbers that really hang, whether it's debt coverage, whether it's cash on cash, NOI? What are the numbers that you're focusing on, whether it's you're a new investor or a seasoned investor?
Okay. For a new investor, certainly, actually even for a seasoned investor, I don't think this counts as a metric as such, but the first thing always I want to look at is projected cash flow. Okay. As I would explain to my grad students, anybody here have a checkbook? Back when I started teaching, they actually did have checkbooks. I couldn't use this line anymore with my students. But I said, if you do, then you already know about cash.
We still do. We got checkbooks. Got and they're pretty full too. We like writing checks. We like getting checks in them as well, right, Jake?
You know it.
And Frank, more importantly, our slogan is, if it doesn't cash flow, you let the grass grow. Because cash flow is an important metric. You're in this business to make a dividend, to make money. And I think over the last couple of years, people have gotten into it to only focus on fees, not just fees, but hey, if you're making a big acquisition fee, if you're making disposition fees, are you focused on actually making money for the business and projecting cash flows into the future? And I think that's really important. I'm so glad that you started with that one.
Yeah, if the cash flow makes sense, then there's a really good chance that the rest of it's going to fall into place. Mm-hmm. But if the cash flow doesn't make sense, there's no point looking any further, really, because the idea of investing is that it's supposed to support you, not the other way around. So if the only thing you can do with your property is keep on dumping cash into it, probably you're better off buying lottery tickets, because you probably have eventually a greater chance of actually having a positive cash flow from that. Mm-hmm. The other another one of the metrics that I think is really important that I find gets overlooked completely is debt coverage ratio.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Because for one thing, if your debt coverage ratio isn't 1.2 or 1.25 or 1.3, you're not going to get the financing. So
this is thus the story of 2020 and 2021, right? The DSCR wasn't there. Fannie and Freddie opted out of those deals, pushing people into bridge because they were buying stabilized deals that they couldn't support the DSCR, so they'd have to use bridge, and thus the problem that we're having with the quote unquote debt bubble that's out there.
Yeah. And the debt bubble is the you know, that's the elephant in the room, really.
Yeah.
But the, you know, if the bank isn't comfortable about putting its money into this property, really, how comfortable should you be about putting your money into this property? So, you know,
annualize the T3 and add 20% year over year, right? I'm sorry. I'm being an asshole.
You're going to take over my software company.
Frank, you don't want that. He does not even know how to turn a computer on. Tech and Jake.
I felt good with the cassette thing that you were talking about that was the size of Volkswagen. That made me feel comfortable.
Well, Volkswagen bus, by the way.
Yeah.
To where were we?
Debt coverage ratio.
Oh, yeah, debt coverage ratio. So if the bank isn't comfortable with it, if the bank thinks it's a red flag, it's got to be a red flag for you. Also, if the bank doesn't like your debt coverage ratio, you shouldn't be going to the bank and making a fool of yourself. That's another reason to take a look at it, because if your debt coverage ratio is 1 or 0.9 or whatever it is that obviously is going to mean no financing, don't walk into the bank. Don't walk into the bank with this proposition, because you're not going to get the loan. And if anything, you're going to make yourself look foolish, which means maybe not going to get the next loan either, because now they know that you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So debt coverage ratio, I think, is clearly one of the most important metrics. Now,
Frank, let me jump in. I want to piggyback off that for just a second, because I think sometimes we can overcomplicate things as investors. And if you look at the requirements from your insurance company and you look at the requirements, or you can call them rules of thumb, from the agencies such as Fannie and Freddie or the banks, as you're saying, they have certain debt service coverage ratios that they look for. Okay. Yeah. The agencies have other things that they look for in terms of the way the deal is structured, et cetera. And the insurance companies have certain things that they're looking for in terms of the physical aspects of the property. There's flood zones that become an issue. There's railings that, you know, maybe from the 1970s that are 30 inches or less. There's the breaker situation that, the stab lock and things like that. If you set your buying criteria in alignment with Fannie, Freddie, the agencies, whatever you want to say, the insurance companies, you can formulate a buying criteria that the work's already been done for you. All this stuff that we're talking about has been laid out. The banks understand it. The insurance companies understand it. So if you sort of swim and follow the same tide as the stuff that's already been set, you're going to insulate yourself from some immediate disasters. And then you can look beyond the painting, as you said, for the value adds in the future.
And Jake, what I would say, though, is honestly, real quick, with that, if you're going to look at a deal that falls out of those parameters, just make sure you don't overpay. Make sure you get a deal. So if you have to change stat block breakers at $1,200 or $1,500 a breaker,
yeah, it doesn't mean you don't do it, but you need a substantial discount in order to cover that and then some. Yes,
exactly. If the railings need to be changed, make sure it's in the budget and use it as a concession. If there's something going on with the parking lot that you see that you want,
and if it's not there, be okay walking away.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, let me roll the movie back even one reel here and say, before you can even use those parameters to measure your debt coverage ratio against, you got to make sure you're getting the right number.
Do your own budget.
Yeah, because it gets back to reconstructing the financial information that you're given.
Don't accept the $2,500 per door in expenses. Do your own budget and realize it's going to be twice that. Yeah,
exactly. Because that debt coverage ratio is the ratio of the net operating income to the debt service. Mm-hmm. And one of the classic mistakes I see when we talk to people is, number one, they don't even understand what's supposed to go into the net operating income. You know, In 40 years in the software business, I can't tell you how many times I've had people ask me, well, how come my mortgage interest isn't in here or whatever? Because I say, well, you don't need a mortgage to operate a property. You need a mortgage maybe to buy a property, but that's not part of operating it. Depreciation is not part of operating it. Even capital expenditures aren't part of operating it technically. So you need to know how to do the calculation.
But that CapEx is where people also can get bit, because they're looking at it and the brokers omitted it because it's CapEx and it doesn't go into the NOI and they don't factor enough in. Meanwhile, everything that the broker and the sellers are looking at got pushed into CapEx, which a lot of it may, you know, fall under operate. So you can get bit in the ass there too. So it's these things that people need to watch out for.
And that's one that was on my list, as a matter of fact. If you go back to that blog post, about not doing your, not having an adequate financial plan before.
What's
you
your real carry, right? Is a way to phrase it. What's your real carry?
What's it really going to cost you to own this property over time? And I mean, if you're planning to, you know, buy it before, you know, buy it right after breakfast and sell it right after lunch, maybe you don't have to worry about it all that much. But if you're in this for the long haul, if you're into building long-term wealth, then it's a different story. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to look at a budget for future capital expenditures. That may not go into your NOI and into your calculation of debt coverage ratio, but it needs to go into your budget of cash flow, because mm-hmm. that's part of your cash flow. Mm-hmm. It comes right after the NOI, you know, your capital expenditures.
You're selling based on your NOI, but you're carrying it based on your cash flows, right?
Essentially, yes.
The NOI is, this is what you're going to sell at that 5.5 cap. And here what we're saying is what you're going to have to carry it at. You got to, you know, left side, right side, right? Here we go.
Now, the other metric, there's two more metrics that I think come into play. One that I like, but I know, understand why, that I don't like, but I understand why people, some people do and use it. And one that I like, that some people don't like. So we'll do the yin and the yang here, but the cash on cash return. Okay. I've written a couple articles about where I see, you know, that is a problematic metric to hang your hat on.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary. For a limited time only.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
At the very least, one of the problems is the same as the problem with cap rate, in fact, is that it's a point in time metric. When you're doing a cap rate, you're looking at the current market value and how that relates to the net operating income. Well, again, if I'm buying right after breakfast and selling right after lunch, that's a perfect metric to be concerned about. Same is true of cash on cash return. It tells you a lot about a property in the current year. But then if you're looking at holding it for a couple of years and you're looking at your cash flow a couple of years out and trying to relate that to your initial cash investment, you're apples and oranges things here. So I know that
you're saying depending if you need a roof replaced or something like that.
Yeah, because you've got your cash outlay and your cash inflow now separated by time, and I'm sure you see where I'm going with this. But it's such an easy calculation to do that beginners, novices have a habit of hanging on to that information and having on to that.
You're saying like the one point they whatever it was, the cash on cash was this, and they carry that forward in perpetuity mentally. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they think that tomorrow is going to be just like today, and the week after, the year after that's going to be just like today. But it's not going to be just like today, and that's why even when we developed the analysis software to go out as much as 20 years, the rationale was that you really need to learn about internal rate of return. Now I know that rubs some people the wrong way, because they'll say, well, I got to be a fortune teller, that I got to be able to predict, way out into the future. So, well, you don't necessarily have to be that entirely reliant on the nailing down numbers that are going to happen out in the future, because you can do a best case, worst case scenario, because in investing analysis, as in most things in life, the truth probably lies somewhere between the extremes. So, figure that if you can do a best case, worst case scenario and do that internal rate of return, what you're doing with that, that none of the other metrics that we're talking about really do, is that you really are paying attention to the time value of money, that you're not only just doing plain old discounting, as in discounted cash flow, but you're doing a metric that pays attention to the interplay between the timing and the amount of future cash flows and how they interact. And I'd give some examples of this, I think, in my book, and I know in my course, where, just changing the timing, even if the cash flows actually are adding up all to the same amount of money, but just changing the timing of when they occur can make an enormous difference in the overall return on your investment. So as much as some people say, I don't want to do this, I think there's two problems that people are have sometimes with internal rate of return. One is that they don't actually understand what it is, and they think it's impossible to calculate, which it's not.
Just use Frank's software.
Yeah, there you go.
Just plug the numbers in. You don't got to be like those students.
Yeah. but the other is that, you know, they feel uncomfortable with trying to make a projection and then believing it, which is why I say, you know, you don't just try to make one projection. You try to make, it's not like you're signing your next relief pitcher. You can make best case, worst case scenarios and figure that if you can live somewhere between, you know, those two guardrails, that this investment may have some promise, some ability.
They're just being resistant. I'm going to throw some Jake and Gino caveman at you. You ready?
Yo, sure.
So this is, we may fall between the cash on cash return and the IRR. And this is actually what we do. We look at what we call it PPU, which is just for profit per unit. Uh-huh. And so what we do monthly is we have, you know, about 30 multifamily communities, and we break down the profit per unit of each community. Uh-huh. Okay. We get an average. So we know where the portfolio is performing as a whole. Right. Uh-huh. And then we rank those. So, and we get, you know, monthly real time numbers from the actual cash performance of how our communities are performing. Uh-huh. A couple interesting things to take away from it. We can see which communities are performing the highest, maybe what amenities people like the most because they're in these specific communities. And then we can begin to tailor future acquisitions based on performance of the properties that do the best, you know, because we may believe, hey, people are gravitating towards washer dryer hookups. This community has garages. There's a higher yield there, et cetera. And an obvious purchase price plays into it, but it's served us really well. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
There are a couple caveats though, Frank. First of all, we don't have investors. So this is our capital and we are buying holders. We've purchased probably 2,300 units. We've sold 500 or 600. So we currently still own 1,700 units. So we're buying properties that are newer that we want to hold longer term. So we're not really targeting per se an IRR for investors. This is really our own portfolio. We have cost segregation involved. So it's a sort of a different mindset than some other people who are just targeting investors. So just with that caveat, I need to give you some background.
I think it sounds like a great idea. And obviously you must be numbers guys, because what you're looking at is what do the numbers tell you about how your property is performing in different locations and according to different amenities, and trying to optimize your holdings based on those statistics, that data. So although it's, you know, it's not something I've encountered before. I think it's a spectacular idea to be able to segment the performance of your properties so that you know that this is where, you know, this is where it works.
Okay, so my follow up to that is, I don't know what version you're on, if it's version 1, 2, 3, or 4, but the next version of what every real estate investor needs to know about cash flow, does Jake and Gino get a shout out to PPU in the next edition? That's my question.
You know what? They asked me to do a fourth edition. I says, there's nothing else I know, so I can't
until
put
today.
Else in the book.
Until today.
So Jake, if you would just write me a draft of that chapter.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna one better you. I'm gonna have this segment uploaded to ChatGPT, and then I'm gonna have ChatGPT do the work for me.
There you go.
So
and then I'll definitely mention you in the foreword.
I love that.
I'll take whatever I can get, Frank. Count it.
Except the royalties.
Now I'm sad. Gino, you got anything else before we hit the short answer?
No, let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Now, we have had a great run in multifamily, going from 0 units to over $250 million in assets. That's over 2,000 apartment deals that we've been able to purchase through our framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right.
Now, Jake and I, we created the Jake and Gino community back in 2015. We launched our first book, Yield Our Profits. And since then, our students have closed over 60,000 units. That's over $4 billion in assets they've been able to close over the last 6 years.
And that's why this community has been so successful. We call it results-based education, and we pour back into the community everything that we've learned on our journey from 0 to 2,000 units and all our systems and scale that we use on our very own property management and investing company.
Jake, I love that. It's not just education, it's implementation. So what I want you to do, click on that link down below, apply to work with our team, see how we can help you on your journey. Multifamily.
All right, gang, we are back. I like to ask everybody that comes on, Frank, just about what they're diving into, you know, for education and whatnot these days, or if there's any resources that you want to, you know, give a shout out to for the folks out there, anything that you've consumed or you've been reading recently that can add value to the folks listening.
I think I may have mentioned this earlier, but and I just encountered this over the last month or so, but to one of my former students with this new site, this new service that he has called HelloData.ai.
More AI, yeah. Gino. The bots are taking over, baby.
Really. That can give real time, you know, data on multifamily property. So I think you know, that's certainly worth a mention. I've just begun to take a look at it, and I said, you know, okay, well, fine. This looks like something that people ought to know about. So I'm going to definitely want to mention that. Other resources, well,
what's your website?
Realdata.com.
Realdata.com sounds like a good place to start as well, don't you think, Gino? Well,
that's a perfect spot.
Jake, this is what I would do personally. I would go out and buy Frank's books, consume his books. That's the first thing I would do. I've got three on my desk right now. We've got Insider Secrets to Financing, Whatever a Real Investor Needs to Know, and Mastering Real Estate Investment. Those are the three books I honestly would start. Read those, consume those. You'll learn probably about 50 to 60%, then go to Real Data, start consuming that. That's what I would do. If you're a novice investor, if you're experienced and you want to jump in, go to Real Data right away, because these books they're actually really well written. I mean, if you want to learn how to underwrite and look at a T12 and understand all the verbiage, I like how Frank broke out OPEX, CAPEX, NOI, and all of the different formulas that you need to know. It's actually a really excellent resource to read the books first and then jump on his website.
And I would direct you for additional learning. Somewhere around, I think it was maybe 8-9 years ago, while I was still teaching at Columbia, I decided to start spinning off some of my class material into online video course. And I did. But over that time, so over those years, I've actually doubled the content. So I actually have topics that I cover, you know, that aren't even in the books in those online course, Mastering Real Estate Investing. And what I did too, for people who are maybe just, you know, have a more narrow focus or a more narrow interest, I spun off sections of that course into little mini courses too. So if you're only interested, for example, in multifamily, I took the multifamily section. If you're only interested in partnerships, took the partnership section, made that its own little mini course. Development. We haven't talked about that at all, but you know, sometimes people need to know about developing property and learning, you know, a use looking for a site and a site looking for a use and backdoor, front door kind of approach to things. All of it is in the Mastering Real Estate Investing course, which I say has now covered topics that go beyond what was in my Columbia course. So, you know, you'll save about 70 grand there if by not signing up for your master's degree. So that, you know, if you don't mind my recommending that also, that
we're not prude here. Let it rip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that I would certainly urge people at least take a look at what the course outline is to see if those are topics that you're interested in. But I did a lot in that video course, even more than I did in my actual live Columbia lectures. I found that the case study approach was a really good way to get people to learn how to internalize the approach to evaluating property. So I've got, I've got a case study mini course that I spun off, but even within the main course, there are other case study examples that I walk people through to get a feel for, you know, how do you take this kind of property? How do you take a triple net lease property and kind of walk through the financials on that and make an estimate of how it's going to perform for you? Or how do you take I even did one by popular demand, single family home as a rental property, which has its own issues in terms of how you try to figure it out, whether it's going to be a good investment or not a good investment, because it breaks a couple of the rules that you would normally have if you were buying a multifamily or a commercial property. But I think, you know, those things seem to have proven effective, because, you know, I get nice feedback from people who are taking the classes. And in fact, just this past year, Columbia continued to use to invite incoming students to use my online video course to kind of get themselves ramped up for their high octane finance curriculum. But then a couple of other colleges now have picked it up and are using it as part of their curriculum. And I just
are you getting royalties on that?
I get paid for it. Yeah, sure.
Good.
One major brokerage company, which I'm not allowed to name, I think, decided they want to use it for their as material to get their summer interns to know what they're doing.
Nice.
When they come in as into the commercial brokerage world. And so I got a couple other brokerage firms that are looking at that material also. So I think this has some, this material has some legs because when you talk about, financial analysis and the approach to and having a point of view when you analyze a property, this sort of thing doesn't go out of style, doesn't get stale with time.
Sure.
So it's going to be,
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you got to check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Well, clearly you like
algebra doesn't change.
Yeah. Clearly you enjoy and feel reward from helping others, right? And so this is the moment of the show. Yeah. This is the biggest chance that you have right now to impact the lives of others in a positive way. So just gear up, hold on to your seat. So here's the folks that need the help the most. There's an aspiring real estate investor that's listening to this show right now, okay?
Yeah.
And they want to get into it, but they feel like it's a pie in the sky and it's for rich guys, it's for people that were born into money, whatever the case, getting into these real estate deals. Now, they're listening, but they need to visually see the path that you've seen from your students. So what is the best picture and story that you can paint for someone that's sitting on the sidelines right now listening to you, and you've seen, you know, in your own practice before, people that have got in, started, and carried through to some scale in the business? How do you see that play out?
Well, you know, my own story, really. I started off just by, you know, buying and living in a multifamily house. Believe it or not, 50-some-odd years owner, I still own it. It's a wonderful producer of income. So that's how I learned about how rental property might operate. I learned by making all the normal, usual, typical mistakes, but it wasn't impossible to do. And it wasn't a financial burden so much as it was a financial opportunity, because if I can roll this movie back one reel also, my wife and I had a little single family house, a little Cape Cod, and we were both teachers, and she got pregnant. And back in those days, you lost your job if you had to leave to have a baby. So now all of a sudden we're down from two not very big incomes to one not very big income. And we can't afford our $160-some-odd mortgage payment anymore. And so through a friend of a friend, I found out about a multifamily house that I could purchase. It didn't require, you know, that much cash to get into it. But the best part was that I could live there practically free, because I had two rents coming in to offset my expenses. You know, fast forward, leverage that house into more multifamily houses. You know, picked up a friend who was a partner to buy more of these things. Then got involved in, you know, as I said, into a commercial property. One thing leads to another, but it is possible to start small. One of the nice things about doing it in today's environment, as opposed to when I did it, is that you can make your own new original mistakes. You don't have to repeat the ones that I made and learned from. You can even just go back to my blog post from last week and find at least seven things that you don't have to do to shoot yourself in the foot. You can learn, as Gina was saying, either from my books, my courses, or whatever, how to evaluate properties so that financially you don't dig yourself a hole. Right off the bat, but it is entirely possible to do this. It isn't, you know, that if you have both the motivation and the motivation and the will to do it. My caveat is beware of the snake oil salesman. Okay, there are a whole mess of gurus out there who are going to tell you they're going to find you properties, or they're going to show you how you can get rich overnight without risking any of your own money or any of your own time or whatever. And of course, nothing worth accomplishing.
You got to work. Require... If it sounds too good to be true, it is, right?
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing that you don't get that you don't have to work for that's worth having. Okay, so if you're willing to work for it, willing to put make your commitment to do this, it is entirely doable. But as I say, just beware of people who approach you with magical thinking, do it as a you're taking on a business, you're starting a business for yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is the best way, I think, to grow and build wealth.
Gino, he said, it's a business. All right.
It's a business.
Take us home.
Well, you have Frank Gallinelli, who's been in the business for over 50 years. He said he was born in Hoboken, AKA Jersey City, from humble beginnings, public school teacher. And then when his wife, as you just said, got pregnant, lost a job, and he's like everyone else. He's got to get that second income, baby. He's got to get what we call today a side hustle. Is what he called putting food on the table. And from doing that and growing the portfolio, starting Real Data, writing the books, going through the learning lessons, being a professor at Columbia University, continuing to focus on the craft, and I think helping others and understanding that there's two elements to this business right now. Technology is truly important. It's something that we need to lean upon, but you need to understand the numbers. If you're putting in numbers into a spreadsheet, if you don't understand what those numbers mean, it doesn't make any difference. Garbage in, garbage out. Understanding that there is a picture behind a picture, doing your due diligence, the property due diligence, the market due diligence, focusing not only on projected cash flows, but debt coverage ratios, understanding what net operating income is, and focusing and learning what IRR. Thank God we didn't talk about cap rates today. That would have been a nightmare. We stayed away from that third rail in real estate.
But the politics of real estate investing,
yes,
aka the cap rate.
On all these metrics. And listen, at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. We have real people doing real deals. And that's what Frank's been talking about this whole show. It's about building an enduring business in real estate. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
All right, gang. As always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy. And that's Frankie G right there. We'll see you next time.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.